You're with SBS Radio.
The pandemic has prevented some face-to-face diplomacy, but the Prime Minister has been making up for lost time at the G20 talks in Rome. He's been holding a string of meetings with world leaders, including Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez.
It's important to have a strong bilateral relationship between Spain and Australia. We're looking forward to strengthening our collaboration on many issues such as climate change, global security, political stability.
On the sidelines of the summit, Scott Morrison also met with the head of the World Trade Organization. At a time where Australia faces a trade dispute with its biggest customer, the WTO Director General Dr. Ingazi Okonjo-Iweala has praised the federal government.
Australia is a powerhouse at the WTO. You've got one of the best trade ministers ever.
He'll be pleased.
The Prime Minister also addressed member nations about the ongoing impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today, the session focused very much on health security and economic security. And the points I was able to make focused firstly on health security, that we need to keep fighting this pandemic.
Much of the focus at the G20 is about recovering from the pandemic. Scott Morrison has used the forum to repeat his calls for the origins to be investigated.
We need to know how this started so we can prepare and we can protect against the next pandemic. There is no agenda in that. It is just a very straightforward need that we have to best prepare the world for a future pandemic.
He's also repeated calls for reform of the World Health Organization, telling the G20 summit that the body must be stronger, more independent and transparent.
The next time we face a pandemic, there will need to be stronger arrangements in place. A, to understand what's happening the minute it happens, and then to be able to respond more effectively, particularly in vaccine development and distribution.
The government is expected to make a further announcement about vaccine delivery to the developing world before the G20 talks are wrapped up. In Rome, Pablo Viñales, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.